Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Junior Giant Speaks right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're happy to be with you this morning. And first of all, I want to say good morning to all the Junior Giant reporters. Good morning, Junior Giant reporters.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get started, there's a couple of things that I need to do. First of all, I want to welcome back a couple of our Junior Giant reporters who have been away. They had a lot of schoolwork and things to do, so they took a short break from reporting, but they're back this morning. And so I want to say a good morning to Ariana Griggs and to Jasmine. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, we are going to get started this morning. But like I said, there's another thing I want to do before we get started. I want to, one of our junior giants is sick this morning. And before we do anything, I want us to, we're going to say a prayer for her. That the Lord would touch her body and that all will be well with her. Here at Junior Giant Speaks, we do believe in the power of prayer. So we are going to say a prayer for her, and then we'll proceed with our show. God, in Jesus' name, first of all, God, we thank you for this brand new day. And I thank you, God, for these wonderful children that you've allowed me to be a part of their lives. But God, I ask that you would look on Ariana, God, and touch her body. And I ask that you would touch her body now in Jesus' name. Bring the temperature down. And God, you know all the rest of the situation that's going on with her. And we ask, God, that you would touch her while she's there at the hospital. God, bring healing in Jesus' name. And we decree this to be so. We decree a healing, a wholeness in her body in Jesus' name. Amen. And we do believe in the power of prayer. And so we want you all that are listening to be praying with us for her. We don't expect anything but for God to do what God does. And because God is a healer, we expect healing. And so we're going to go on and get started this morning. As always, I want to thank the parents and the grandparents for helping us to help the children get ready for the shows. I know the young people, they have a tremendous amount of homework. I don't believe that when I was going to school, we had this type of homework, not to this magnitude. But our Junior Giants have a lot of homework, and they are adding this to the other things that they're involved in. So it's not just school. It is school, church, and any other extracurricular activities that they may be involved in. So I want them to know that I do appreciate them taking the time to get their stories together, to make the conference calls, and those type of things. It is appreciated. I also want to say we are currently recruiting for Junior Giant reporters. They must be between the ages of 7 and 12. And if you need any more information regarding that, you can give me a call. My number is 678-516-5570. We have a wonderful Junior Giants now. We're just looking to add because as they turn 13, they will move on to other areas of being Junior Giants. And so we are recruiting. I do want to give a shout-out to a couple of our Junior Giants. Miss Amaya. Miss Amaya made student of the month and at her school. Amaya, what school do you go to?
Bellwood.
Okay, and what grade are you in?
Third.
Well, congratulations for becoming the student of the month. That's a great job.
Thank you.
And I believe you have a birthday coming up, don't you?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your birthday. Well, happy birthday. And I just hope you have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Weekend.
I'm having a birthday party today.
Oh, are you? Well, I'm sure that
yes.
As soon as you get off the show, you'll be ready for your birthday party. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
It's a spa.
Oh, you're going to the spa.
It's at my desk. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing. And the other junior giant that we wanted, you're welcome, sweetie. And the other junior giant that we wanted to give a shout out to was Miss Ariana. Ariana, tell me the award that you won. I know you're getting ready to go to skate. Explain that to me.
So I have a technology fair that I'm going to, and I won first place at the county tech fair, and then I'm going to state in Macon, and I'm heading out on Friday.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you that we're going to be praying for you and wishing you the best. I love it when the junior giants are involved in different things. It just shows you how versatile they are. And another one is Jasmine. Jasmine, tell me something that you were telling me this morning that you're involved in.
Oh, it was Spelman College and my school's partnership. They were doing a mentorship program, and in order to get into that, you couldn't have had any type of disciplinary actions like detentions and stuff like that. You had to have at least a 3.8 GPA.
Okay, so, and you were allowed to go to that. So what do you do there?
Well, STEM, it's for like science, technology, engineering, and math. So you meet with people, like your mentor is majoring in one of those areas. And so you have to, like, you know, go around with them. They're trying to basically show you what will happen in college if you choose these type of careers and these majors or minors and stuff. And it's basically just trying to, you know, like, help you get a jump start on, like, thinking about what you want to do for college. And, like, you go, you get a mentor, you guys hang out. She tells you about what she does. You tell her about what you do. You know, share life goals, try to steer you in the right direction, that type of thing.
Okay, so this is through Spelman College?
Yes, ma'am.
So do you think this is a college that you may want to attend?
No.
Where would you want to attend?
Harvard University.
All right. Well, that works for me. Okay, well, congratulations. And so congratulations to all the junior giants. I may not have everyone's accomplishments, but I promise you that all of them are accomplishing something because that's just their character. We're going to go on and get started. We don't have our guests, any special guests this morning, because one of our guests was, as a matter of fact, he had to come to Atlanta because of a death in his family. So we will reschedule. His name is Timothy Martin. We'll be rescheduling him. We're going to move ahead, and our topic this morning is a little bit different. I wanted us to start looking at some serious issues that are going on, and I wanted us to start looking at, we're going to start with the environment, because the environment is something that affects everybody, and sometimes we get lax in the way that we protect our environment. We don't recycle, or we may not recycle, or we may buy products that are not biodegradable. In other words, they do not degrade with the environment. They last for years and years and years, things like styrofoam and things like that, that are harmful to ecology. Some aerosol cans are harmful to the ozone layer, just different things. And so today I wanted to the junior giants to have a discussion about living green. So each of the reporters is going to discuss with us their views on this topic. So we're going to start this morning. Let's see, we're going to start this morning with Miss DeJory. How are you this morning, DeJory?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me about being living green. Go right ahead.
Okay. I think that living green means to live in a way where you are helping take care of the planet. Living green is important because we only have one earth and we live on it. We should want to take care of it. Once it's gone, we can't get it back. Our earth has become one big trash can, and it shouldn't be that way. One thing that we do in our house is once we have no use for something, we either throw it away or give it away. We only throw it away if it can't be used at all. We give it away if someone else may have a use for it. We also try to save electricity. I have a hard time with managing my water use. I am trying my best to manage my water use. That's it.
So, Desiree, how are you managing your water use?
I'm trying to, like, watch the time, like, how long I use it, but it's not that easy.
Okay, so you mean like when you're showering and things, you're trying to take shorter showers, or how are you doing that?
Try to take shorter showers.
Okay. I know that would be hard for me. That would be hard for me. I have a friend who she has three children, and they all have just a certain amount of time in the bathroom period, and that's how they manage their water. So it can be done, but it just takes practice and discipline. Okay, good point. Oh, let me give you the question of the show. The question for this week is, this goes out to everybody, so everyone is going to need to answer, so be thinking ahead. The question is, being young Christians, what do you think God's view is of how we, his children, should be taking care of the earth? So being young Christians, how do you think God expects us to take care of the earth in which we live? Okay? We're going to move right ahead. Good job, DeJory. Thank you. And our next reporter is going to be Miss Faith. Good morning, Faith. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Okay, I can barely hear you. So you want to talk up into the phone a little bit?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you? How was school this week?
Oh, I'm good, and school was great this week.
School was great? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Why great?
Well, because I didn't really have, like, any problems. It was just, this week went by really fast, and that's why it was, like, great.
Okay. All right. Well, go on and do your report. Tell us about Living Green.
Okay. Living green is everywhere, in our houses, cars, clothes, food, cleaning, etc. Some people choose to live green because they really care about the environment. They live green. I can understand why they live green. They cut down a lot of trees to give people what they really want, and that's not good. And a good reason that people live green is that it costs less than not living green. It means to me that I really care about the environment and want to change how they're hurting the environment. What I do around the house that helps the environment is that I try to turn out the lights in the rooms that I'm not using and turn off the water too. But sometimes I forget to do that. But I always go back and fix the problem that I made.
Okay. So do you turn it off even when you're not the one that left it on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's a good job. That's being responsible. Okay, good job. We're going to keep going. And due to technical difficulties, we may be missing some of our giants, but I'm sure that they will be calling back in. But we're going to go with Simeon. Simeon, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. How are you this morning, Simeon?
I'm good.
How was your week?
It was pretty good.
It was pretty good?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That doesn't sound great. But it was okay?
Yes, it was okay.
Did you have a lot of homework?
Yes.
What is your favorite subject?
Science and history.
Is that really challenging for you?
No, it's pretty easy.
Okay. Well, Cynthia, go on and tell us about Living Green.
Okay. Good morning. Today I'm going to talk about Living Green. What Living Green means to me is to recycle things. If you recycle the earth, you can save the earth from pollution. It is important to recycle because if you don't, you won't help keep the earth clean. Keeping the earth clean is very good and important for our bodies and all other living things. What I do in my house to live green is I recycle plastic bottles. Recycling is very important. If the earth isn't clean, trash will be piled, the heaps of it will decompose, and just like in the movie WALL-E, the earth will turn dirty and brown. The air on earth would also be polluted, and earth can't sustain life. That means we would all be dead. Earth is the only planet we can live on. But one day, scientists hope we can live and farm on Mars. This is Cindy Spann reporting to you.
Well, Mr. Cindy Spann, I appreciate your report. Tell me the name of that movie again.
WALL-E.
Okay. And what happened in this that was related to the economy, ecology?
Well, there was all humans. They were on Earth at once, but then they started polluting the Earth, so they had to build this big rocket ship. And they went out to Earth, and then they had over the years they got fatter and fatter, and then they couldn't walk, so they had to have these portable chairs. They had robots to take care of them, and all their food came in a drink. But WALL-E, that's the robot that helped save them. He came on board the ship, and then he found this plant, the only plant left alive.
Hello? Okay, we are having technical difficulties. We will get Simeon back. But we're going to continue. And when we have him back, then we'll go back to him. Oh, I think I have him back. Simeon? Simeon, are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm back.
Okay. Did you finish telling us about your movie?
Almost.
Okay, go ahead, finish.
See, WALL-E, he gives the plant to the captain of the ship. Then they go back to Earth, and they see that everything is all brown and dirty. And then they plant the plant into the ground, and then plants start to grow, and Earth starts to turn green again.
Okay. All right, and there's a lot of different ways that we can work on our environment. And one of the things that we don't even think about is planting plants, because what it adds to the air and to the atmosphere, the oxygen process. And so that was a good report, Simeon. Keep up recycling, and we're going to get back to you guys. Don't forget our question. The question of the day is, what do you think God expects of us as young Christians to do to help take care of the earth? Okay, we'll get back with you. In the meantime, we're going to continue, and we're going to go to Ms. Jasmine. Okay, Jasmine?
Good morning.
Good morning. Go right ahead with your report.
Okay. This week, my story is about living green. A lot of people think that living green just simply means recycling, and a lot of other people don't do it because they say it's a lot of work. But that's not it at all. A lot of people don't actually understand the concept of it or even know how to do it. Well, here it is. Simply put, living green means reducing our impact on the planet by making choices in our day-to-day lives that are healthy for both people and the environment. For example, instead of constantly buying new water bottles to drink out of,
and then throwing them away, you could rinse them off, refill them, and then reuse them again. Or if you continue to constantly buy water bottles or any other form of recycled product, such as plastic, paper, gas, glass, metal, compost, and et cetera, there are recycling bins almost everywhere you go, and those materials are melted down and often reused. However, in the case of our outlier being compost, those materials are mixed together, broken down, and most of the time used as a fertilizer for plants. However, all of these options are good for the environment. If that's too complicated for you, just try cutting off the water while you're brushing your teeth, turn it on to rinse, and then turn it back off. That's conducive to our environment because it is an effort to conserve the clean water that we have without having to filter it, which is preserving space in our landfill due to the less processing that must be done and the storage of the waste that is filtered. In my house, we turn off the water while brushing our teeth, and we reuse the water bottles. Like I said before, that preserves filter storage, and it wastes less plastic, which is a recyclable material. In the future, or even now, as a people, we need to stop destroying the ozone layer with a lot of the sprays, gases, and et cetera that are often used because our ozone layer is very thin right now, which isn't a good thing. And like other people have said, we have only one Earth, so it's not really cool to destroy it because once you do, you can't just move like you destroy a house. Where are you going to go?
Okay, very good, Jazz. And you're right. I think someone else said we only have one Earth. And while scientists are dreaming about a time when they can go to another planet, the reality of that is not too real at the moment. And we don't want to pollute this one so badly that we have to go somewhere else. That's just not something that we need to do. We need to make sure that we're taking care of our environment because it's where we live. Okay, before we go on to our other reporters, we're going to have a short break, and we're going to get to listen to our last guest that we have. His name was Sean Locke, and we're going to listen to his song entitled Hello, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're out there listening, thinking of a way you could change your position. And those dreams that you long left fade away, were the hopes to a brighter day. Wake up, don't play it safe. The key to your freedom is in your faith. And here's where it all meets face to face. But this moment in time won't be erased. Take a deep breath and look to the sky. A heartbeat away with a second to fly. Love is on your side.
been waiting.
Waiting.
This is your chance to move.
That was Sean Locke with Hello, Hello. And we're going to continue on this morning. If you're just joining us, we want to tell you thank you for being a part of our show this morning. We are Junior Giant Speaks, and we're right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a show for children, by children, and about children. And this morning, the children are discussing how to live green. This is an important topic for everyone. The children need to be discussing this because they're the future and they are actually the present. And so if they can develop habits now that will help them to be green, live green now, then they have a way to impact our society in a way that adults don't. That's just the joy of children because they do impact our world in a wonderful way. We're going to go on this morning with our show with our Junior Giant reporters. I'm discussing living green. We're going to start with Miss Amaya. Good morning, Amaya.
Good morning.
How are you this morning? How are you this morning?
Good.
Okay. Well, go right ahead with your report.
Living green means that you are protecting the earth and the animals. Living green is important because you are saving yourself from harm and your family. But when I see junk on the floor, I put it in the trash can. What I also plan to do to keep the environment safe and clear is by conserving energy and keep the lights off if I don't use them. What I usually do is hide from my grandma and sneak to throw away the trash in the trash can. What I also plan to do to keep the environment clean is recycling paper and plastic so they can be used again.
Okay, so that's good. So what do you do in your home now? Tell me that again.
Ma'am?
What do you do in your home to save the environment?
Oh, I said I usually hide from my grandma and sneak to throw away the trash in the trash can.
Okay. Okay.
It's like a little game, the recycling game I usually play all the time.
Okay, it's a recycling game you said you play?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, Miss Amaya, for your report. And I hope you all are all realizing that it's really important that all of us do things to save our environment. We don't want to be breathing dirty air. We don't want to drink dirty water. And one of the things is sometimes the water goes through different filtrations or through different filters, but it doesn't necessarily purify the water. And so it's not as pure as it could be, because there's so many different chemicals and things going on. So we'd have to really learn how to live green and how to protect our environment, because protecting our environment is protecting ourselves. So we're going to go on to our next reporter. And our next reporter is Ms. Ariana. And how are you this morning, Ariana?
Good.
Good. Go right ahead with your report.
I bet some of you out there are wondering what the real definition of the environment is. Well, the environment is the area around you, like wildlife, plants, insects, and stuff like that. It's important that we keep the environment clean. Why? Because we could harm the environment with trash, pollution, and other things. Not keeping our environment clean could result to global warming, the ozone layer being destroyed, and greenhouse gases. In order to stop these things, we can recycle, limit the use of gas, and start saving the world. My family recycles a lot. We recycle bottles, cans, boxes, cardboard, and lots of other things. To me, living green means to reduce, reuse, and recycle, but also to make a difference in the world. Now let's talk about what the ozone layer is and what's harming it. The ozone layer is a layer of the atmosphere that protects the Earth from the sun's UV rays. CFCs are destroying the ozone by being released from your refrigerators and things into the atmosphere. This is why I'm telling you we need to save the Earth. We all can make a difference in the world.
Okay, Ariana, very good. Thanks for explaining the ozone. That's a good thing because we need to have that understanding, and we don't want to destroy the ozone layer because it affects a lot of things like global warming and the weather and pollution and all those different kind of things. And so it's for all of you there to have that understanding that there's a lot that goes into preserving and saving our environment. We have to be careful of excess driving because all the carbon monoxide in the atmosphere, the pollution that's in the air, it affects our breathing. I know that where I came from in Denver, there were days that the pollution would be so bad that you could almost see it, especially in the wintertime because it doesn't dissolve into the air as easily when it's cold as it does when it's warm. And I would be willing to bet in Atlanta, where our show comes out of, the pollution levels are very high. And that probably has to do with the amount of driving. There's a lot of driving in Georgia or in Atlanta area. And so that kind of pollution, we're breathing all of that in. And when you're breathing all of that in, then that affects your health. And so we want to be careful in all areas. It's good to recycle. It's good to save your papers and recycle those. You can recycle bottles, plastic bottles, paper bottles. I did hear one of the reporters saying about refilling the water bottles. While that may be a good idea, you also want to be careful because the Board of Health talks about when air hits that bottle, you have to be careful that it doesn't contaminate the inside of the bottle. So that's just something to be careful for when you are reusing your water bottles. But the Junior Giants did a wonderful job this morning talking to us about our environment and learning how to live green. And I want to encourage you all to do more of that, more of the living green practices, because it will, as you guys get older, the Junior Giants get older, this is your world. And this is going to affect how you're able to live in the world. You don't want to have to walk around with oxygen masks and things of that nature because the pollution is so bad. So be mindful of how to live green. Now, we had a question that went out to all the Junior Giants, and the Junior Giant question of the week is, how do you feel God expects us to live as Christians when it comes to taking care of our earth? And we're going to go with Ariel. Are you there this morning, Ariel?
Ma'am?
Are you ready to answer the question?
Maybe please repeat it. I'm sorry.
The question was, how do you think God expects us as Christians, what do you think he feels like our responsibility is in taking care of the environment or living green?
Well, I think that God gave us a big responsibility to take care of this earth because we're not going to be on there any more longer. Like, we're going to be here we're not going to be on this earth for a long time now because God's about to come back and take us in the rapture. But I believe that as we are still here, we should take care of the earth and make sure that it, because it's God's earth and he's created it, and he expects us to take care of it, and he gave us the responsibility to take care of it and not to pollute it or just make it dirty and nasty. Because he expects us to, like, as Christians, we're supposed to help people, but over here, we're making so much trash and stuff, and I'm studying Africa in social studies, and I've learned a lot about Africa, and it's really bad over there, and sometimes I just wish we would stand up and not pollute the air and have clean water, but I just feel sad for people in Africa that don't have clean water, and we waste water all the time, so we need to, like, stop doing that, because technically, it's not our water. It's God's water. So we should need to take care of it and not waste it.
Okay. Now, that's a good way to look at things, because sometimes we take advantage of, we take for granted that it's like this everywhere. Everybody has clean air. Everybody has clean water. And in many nations, they do not have clean water. They don't have it. And when you don't have clean water, you don't have healthy people, because you need water for everything. So when your water is not clean, that means you're drinking dirty water, you're bathing in dirty water. And so it's important that we learn to keep the environment clean. That was a good point, Ariel. Good job. And we're going to go right on to Simeon. Simeon, tell me what you think our responsibility is as young Christians. Do you agree with Ariel? Give me your opinion.
Well, I think God put us in responsibility to the earth because he made us in his image. And God, we are like the caretakers of the earth. Like in the beginning, Adam and Eve, Adam, he named all the animals and he took care of them. And then we should keep it clean because it's God's world and God loves the world.
Okay. I like that word, caretakers, and we are caretakers of the world, and we have to learn how to take care of the world on all levels, naturally, spiritually, and that does mean picking up, taking care of the earth, picking up after ourselves, making sure things are in order. Okay, good job, Simeon. Okay, let's go to Miss Ariana. Miss Ariana, tell me what you feel like the responsibility is of young Christians as far as taking care of the world.
Well, I think that God gave us this world for a reason, and that he wants us to take care of it and not pollute the world, make sure that it lasts quite a long time.
Okay. He does. That's his expectation of us. Okay, good job. Miss Amaya, can you answer the junior of the day?
Ma'am?
Can you answer the junior giant question of the day? How do you think God expects us to take care of the world?
Well, what I think is that God made us so we can worship him, and he wants, so he can help us with stuff that we don't know. So he did the world for us so we can live happy for him.
Okay. So you think it's important for us as Christians to take care of the world?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, we're going to keep going with this question. Ms. DeJory, give me your opinion on the question.
I think God gives us world to take care of it. I see it as like a baby. You can easily hurt a baby, but with the right care, you can, keep it safe. That's kind of how I see it.
Okay. So you mean safe for us to live in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We're going to keep going with the question of the week. I'm going to go with Miss Faith. Faith, give me your opinion. Miss Faith?
Ma'am?
Can you answer the question for us?
Yes, ma'am. I believe that God will want us to take care of our earth because this is, like, the only earth we have, and I think he gave us rule over this earth, so he would want us to take care of it because we want to treat this like it was us, and some people aren't doing that. So I would really think that he wanted us to treat it better than we do.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to Jasmine. Jasmine, can you weigh in on this question? What do you think?
Well, I personally think that, well, you remember how back in the Bible days, people, most of the children, they would tend to the earth, you know, they were planting and harvesting and stuff like that. God meant for us to take care of the earth, not for us to destroy it. And back then, there weren't as many environmental problems because we didn't have as many things back then to cause the problem. So I kind of feel like the advance in technology and the advance of materials and things like that and the overuse and overproduction that we're doing with, like, gas and other things like that is also a part of the problem, you know, the environmental problem. And I kind of feel like God didn't mean for all of that. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with cars and things like that. I'm just saying, like, at that time, I don't think that God would approve of what we're doing right now by destroying the earth that he created. He took 6 days to create it for us, and what do we do with it? So I don't really agree with it. And I don't think that God would approve that either.
Okay, that's very interesting. And you're right, there was a time when we had less technology. And technology, while we enjoy technology, because I don't know any one of you that wants to live without their phone, I don't know any one of you that wants to live without their computers, we love technology. We have to make sure that technology doesn't overrun itself to the point that it is destroying our environment. And so everyone did a wonderful job in giving us their opinion. We do need to just be mindful of ways to preserve our earth. Whenever God gives you anything, he expects you to take care of it, whether that's family, whether that's environment, whatever he gives you, he allows you to have, the expectation of you is that you take care of it. So you all did a good job. We are going to be planning out our summer program this year. For the summer, we're going to have a lot of activities. And so we'll be looking for children's programs. We have a trip to the children's hospital that we're planning for the summer. But we're going to be looking for other programs for our junior giants to go visit and minister to other young people. As you heard, our junior giants are outstanding young people. They have good, solid minds. They are conveyed, and they love God. And so we want them to learn how to go out and share the love of Jesus with other children. And so we are also recruiting for additional junior giant reporters that do need to be between the ages of 7 and 12. And if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. My number is 678-516-570. And so we're going to get ready to close out our show this morning. But I want to encourage all the junior giants and the listeners to practice living green, practice recycling, practice using less water. If those are things that you have control over, then those are the things that you can function with. There's some things we don't have any control over. But in your little world where you live, make sure that you're practicing living green. Do we have any other comments from the junior giants? Anyone have anything that they want to add to this topic? positively let me know. So we're going to get ready to close out our session. Thank you all. You did a great job. Once again, we're asking that you remember our junior giant, Ariana, and Fred. We will let you know on the next show how she is doing. Hopefully we'll have her back. And we're believing God that we will have her back. But keep her in your prayers. And so we will move on to our closing song. Y'all take care. Get a wonderful show. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. We're going to play this for Ariana. This is a healing hymn. Goodbye, all.
Bye.
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 Thank you all, and God bless you. Bye-bye.